Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Queen's Table Podcast. I'm your host, Marissa J, and today I am back after a bit of a hiatus, and I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to be completely 100% honest with you. I'm probably going to take a little bit more time. Listen, there's just entirely way too much in the news, and I'm complete and total honesty, truth time here. It's too much. It's just too fucking much. It's too much to have to sift through and to have to try to decipher that whole shit with Lahaina and Lahaina and the wildfires, and they're saying all different kinds of things, and now these conspiracy theories are just going rampant. You got Mitch McConnell Frozen 3. Mitch has a glitch. If y'all don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, please Google search that shit. That motherfucker froze up like he was in an MK Ultra program and somebody just deactivated him. Like, seriously, it's so bad. We still got Joe Biden and Donald Trump to choose from as far as prisoners go. And everybody else just old as fuck. It's too much. It's too fucking much. And I feel like it's all just a major, major distraction. It really is. There was this girl. This is last week. It was last week. And I was going to talk about it. I was going to put out an episode last week. And I was going to talk about this last week. But I was like, let me just see. Let me see. Let me wait and figure out what's really going on here. So there's this girl. She's a Somalian girl. Real pretty. Real pretty. Anyway, she gets alive and she's like, this man just hit me in the face with a fucking brick because I wouldn't give him my phone number. Not only that, these niggas right here, she's showing the camera. She got it on selfie mode and she's showing these dudes that are in the circle. It was a bunch of them. And she was like, they didn't do nothing. They just sat there and watched me. And they were like, what are you talking about? And she's like, that man just hit me in the face with a brick because I wouldn't give him my number. You didn't do nothing about it. He was like, one of the dudes was like, what do you want me to do? And she was like, stand up for somebody. Like, it was really wild. It was really, really wild. And there was a lot going on. She went off. She was at the hospital going off. Like, she went on live in the hospital like several times, crying, screaming, carrying on, talking about, I ain't never in my life done anything to anybody to deserve some shit like this. Well, lo and behold, folks start coming out the woodwork and trying to discredit her. So I'm like, okay, let's see what the fuck is going on. Some dusty, crusty ass little boy who honestly didn't have nothing to do with the whole shit. He said that he was there. And the reason why they didn't do anything about it was because this girl be on live all the time. She does these videos slapping white men for clout. Okay. So I'm like, what is you talking about? She's slapping white men. What are you, random white dudes? Like, why? And then there's like this montage. I found this montage of clips of her just slapping white men across the face and walking off. And like, they would say something to her. She would say something back to him. And she'd slap him across the face and turn her head and walk off. In one video, she shook her ass at somebody. Come to find out, every single last one of those men were down for it. They were 100% down for it. She talked to them. Most of the slaps weren't even real. So I'm like, okay, so what the fuck is this fucking fool talking about? And just because she slapped white men, does that mean that she deserves to get hit in the face with a brick? Like, what the fuck is you talking about? So come to find out, that dude wasn't even there. His girlfriend came out. His ex-girlfriend came out and was like, I know this dude. He don't even live in the same state. Because he was on live talking about, yeah, I see her all the time. Is she doing this? Is she doing that? And blah, 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 blah. He don't even live in the same state as her. So it's like that dude that came out when, what's that girl name? Carly Russell. When she faked her kidnapping and that man came out talking about my sister, Carly Russell. It turned out that wasn't even her brother, like, at all. Yeah, it's another one of these motherfucking clout chasing ass niggas. So I'm like, all right, cool. So dude was just trying to be famous to be famous. So what was with this whole her slapping white men thing? Is she just doing it for silly little videos and whatnot? So I'm like, okay, ain't no damage done to it. It's not like she really over here just slapping white men for no reason, right? Regardless whether it's white men, black men, it doesn't matter. Just slapping anybody. But the Dusty said white men, so we're going with that. So I'm like, okay. Lord Jesus. Come to find out. Like, okay, so she gets hit in the face with a brick because a man asked her for her number. And she was like, nah, I ain't finna give you my number. She's in the hospital. She's screaming, crying, carrying on. And like, you tell she's in the hospital. She got the hospital gown on. You can see the stuff in the background. She in a hospital room. Then it comes out that she started a GoFundMe account. GoFundMe was supposed to get up to like, I think she put it to like $20,000, $25,000, something like that. It's the last time that I saw it, it was like $41,000, and that was days ago, so I don't even know how much more money this girl done got from that. But then I find out this is not her first GoFundMe. Ain't nothing wrong with a GoFundMe. Ain't nothing wrong with a GoFundMe. I get it. You need help paying your medical bills and whatnot. You know, she's a young girl. She just got her, I think, PhD. She young. Okay, maybe she ain't got her health insurance set up yet. I don't know. I don't know her finances like that. Maybe she was, you know, trying to get a lawyer so that she could sue this man civilly as well as criminally. I don't know what the situation was. I didn't donate. I sure didn't. I sure did not. I felt bad for her, but I was like, I don't know what this situation is. We now have black women running around claiming that they seen babies on the side of the road and then they just kidnapped themselves for no fucking reason. So I'm sorry. And I'm not saying I don't believe any, I'm not going to believe any black. Well, I'm not going to believe anybody. I don't care if you black, you white, you male, you female. You both of the genders or one of the other 89 genders that's out there. I don't give a fuck. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Especially if you're asking for money. Especially if you're asking for money. Come to find out, this is not her first GoFundMe. This is not her second GoFundMe. This is now her third GoFundMe. Her third GoFundMe in like the last couple of years. Every few years, the same shit happens. Mm-hmm. She gets beat up by a random group of strangers. And she gets on live and she cries about it. And people give her money. This is not the first time. There's been people coming out. There was like a best friend. Somebody just wasn't clout, I'm sure. But regardless, somebody done came out talking about, oh yeah, she's already been in jail before for doing this shit. Now, I did not care enough to look up any kind of jail records. I didn't give a fuck enough to look up to see anything. All that I found out is what I found out in the course of shit, just maybe a couple of days. I was not looking too hard. I wasn't, because it was by the time the Dusty came out and was like, nah, she be doing X, Y, and Z. I'm like, something else going on. It's definitely something else going on. Not like I believe that Dusty ass nigga. It's just when people pop out like that, just out of nowhere, and they didn't really have anything to do with the situation, it usually means some fuck shit going on behind the scenes. So I was like, I ain't trying to believe not none of this shit. Not none of this shit. I don't believe it. So she's clapped back and was like, nah, y'all motherfuckers, this, that, and the third. I got police reports. I got receipts. Blase, blase, woo-dee woo. But the police department done come out and said, we ain't got no, she ain't find no police report with us. And if it wasn't a real life thing, if this didn't actually happen, of course she's not gonna go to the police because that's probably how she got arrested the last time, filing the false police report. So she probably minding the P's and Q's right now and say, you know what? I'm not finna file no police report because it didn't actually happen. She was posting some sort of police letter interaction. It was on a letterhead, but we didn't see what all it said and everything. Yeah, she was posting doctor's records and whatnot, but it didn't say nothing about her face or getting hit with a brick or anything. Now, some internet sleuths done figured out that the way that her face was swollen up, because the whole side of her face was swollen, it looked horrible. It looks so bad. Come to find out, that's what your face looked like when you get an allergic reaction to something. I was like, Lord Jesus, I'm so sick of this shit. I'm so sick of this shit. I'm so sick of following this story. I'm so sick of following these fucking people. I'm just sick. I'm just fucking sick of it. At this point, I don't care. I don't even give a shit anymore. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And if that actually did happen to that girl, yeah, I'm gonna feel like shit, and I'll be the first person to be like, you know what? I'm sorry I didn't believe that girl. That was my fault for not believing that girl. But let me ask you something. From the information that I just told you, do you believe this shit? Especially after Carly Russell and that Sherry Papini? I'm just getting sick and tired of everybody. Everybody can just kick rocks at this point. Fucking these two people could be the title of a book titled Two Motherfuckers I Could Never Give a Fuck About Ever in My Life. Blueface and fucking Chrisean Brock. I don't give a fuck about either one of them. I don't care about them. They're not anybody that I would ever follow. Or I couldn't tell you a Blueface song. I don't know what he does. Apparently he raps. I haven't heard nothing from him. Apparently Chrisean Rock raps. I heard one thing from her and it was trash. Like I could do better. And y'all know I don't have bars. So it was really bad. I'm just like, what the fuck? The only reason why these motherfuckers is famous is because of the goddamn Zeus Network. And, you know, side note, real quick, everybody was going around, like, it was just a couple of weeks ago, people were like, Sexy Red is giving black women a bad name with that song. I'm not gonna repeat the lyrics. Go, if you probably already know what the fuck I'm talking about, but if you don't, go Google it, because I'm not finna repeat that shit. But people were really just acting like Foxy Brown wasn't a fucking thing back in the early 2000s. Like, did you guys completely forget about all the things that Foxy Brown used to rap about? Like, y'all forgot. Okay. It's not that Sexy Red is giving black women a bad name. It's not that rappers like Quando Rondo gives black men a bad name. Where do you listen to this shit at? You know, I'm not saying like clubs and stuff. What I'm getting at is Zeus Network, okay? Zeus really does perpetuate the violence and all of the fuckery, every single last bit of the fuckery. You want to talk about something or someone or an entity giving black people a bad name? It's the fucking Zeus Network. I absolutely loathe seeing other black people fight. And you know what? It's funny because there's a couple of people that'll send me, they used to, they don't do it no more, but they used to send me, oh, look at this, it's so funny, it's so funny. I don't think that shit is fucking funny. That shit makes me want to throw up. It's disgusting. I don't want to see it. I don't even understand how people can have that shit in their brains and just go on about their daily life like this wasn't the most fucked up thing they've ever seen in their lives. Lord. Anyway, going back to it, they had a baby. A girl done popped that baby out. And then here come blue-faced, rusty, dusty, fucking broke bitch ass antagonizing her and just in her fucking face. I really hate niggas like him. I really do. My baby daddy like that. He is exactly like, he is exactly blue face. He just is fat and ugly. Is this the only difference? That man acts exactly like Blueface. And I think that's why I really in the fuck can't stand those people so much. Because it just... And Krishan acts like... You know what? I'm gonna stop. They're all trash. Okay? Just throw both of them away. Krishan needs... She decided that she was gonna have this baby. But instead of being with the actual baby, she has been on live and everything else, yelling, hollering, cussing, screaming, giving all of this negative energy onto this baby who never asked for any of this shit. The one thing that, well, not the one, it was two things that really disturbed me. In these videos, I didn't watch every single last one of them. I seen like three or four of them just so that I could have the context. I didn't want to watch it. I just needed to have the context because if I'm going to talk about it, I need to know what the fuck I'm talking about. The one thing that bothered me a lot was the fact that nobody taught her how to hold the baby head. The baby head just flying all around. That baby neck finna snap. I'm so fucking serious. Y'all thinking I'm joking. You're probably giggling. I'm really not trying to be funny. That baby neck finna snap. Somebody need to teach this girl how to hold this child's fucking head. You gotta catch the baby head. The baby head just gonna pop right off. It's a newborn baby. It doesn't know how to sit up. It doesn't know how to hold its neck up. It doesn't know how to hold its head up. It's a brand new baby child. It's still wet behind the ears. Hold the fucking baby head. Hold the fucking baby. Because it was really just one video that I saw of her actually holding the baby. And then the second thing, and this is the most disturbing thing. That baby crying. I don't know if y'all realize this or not. Babies don't cry. Two-day-old babies don't cry. They don't. They do not. It's a disturbing sound. It really is disturbing. Because they're in distress. The only thing that a two-day-old baby is going to do is eat, sleep, and shit. That's it. That's literally it. 90% of the time, the baby is asleep. Okay? That baby isn't going to be just up, just hanging out. The baby has to sleep. It just went through the most traumatic experience of being birthed. Give it some time. It's going to take a couple of weeks for it to adjust. It's been swimming around in your amniotic fluid for the last 10 months, technically. 40 weeks is 10 months. It's been swimming around on the inside, insulated, protected, and now its fleshy flesh is out in the cold. It's cold out here. Now you bundling it up with these fucking itchy ass clothes. It don't know what to do. That baby's so fucking confused. And you sitting there yelling and cussing and screaming and crying all in front of this child. Now, I know in most of the videos where she doing all that hollering and stuff, You don't see the baby on the camera. And then you're like, well, where the fuck is the baby? She talking about, he's not going to take my baby from me. He ain't finna take my baby from me. Girl, do you know where your baby is? Do you know where he is? I don't know where he is. You're on live and the baby still wet behind the ears. And you talking about this, that, and the third. Do you know where your baby is? Go take care of that baby. We don't give a fuck. What the fuck? We know Blueface is stupid. We know this man is manipulative and deceitful, and we know what this is. Go take care of that baby. What is you doing? The fact that the baby is crying lets me know that it's in distress. The only time that a baby needs to cry is when it's hungry. A baby that young, 2 days old, is when it's hungry. And it doesn't even do like a real people cry. It just and then it starts rooting. When you see the baby root, put a titty in its mouth. That's what you're supposed to do. It's not even supposed to cry. You're supposed to be watching the baby. Because when he starts moving around and he starts rooting for a titty, you need to pop one in his mouth. Take the fucking chains off your goddamn neck before you poke that baby eye out and pop a titty in his mouth and get off the fucking phone. I don't understand this shit. I don't get it. I don't. And it's so sad. It is so fucking sad. This little girl has aborted how many children? And now she finally has one. And I'm fairly positive she only had this child out of spite. And now look at you, looking dumb and stupid. While this man and his fucking bitch ass of a, I don't want to call him a man because he's not a man, he's a boy. And I don't want to call Jaden Alexis a fucking woman because she's not a woman. She's a little bitch ass hoe. How are you going to sit up here? You're a woman. That's the thing. I don't respect other women who do this. I don't respect women that do this shit to other women. You are a mother yourself, and you are allowing this man to sit up here and talk about taking this other woman's baby away from her. What the fuck is wrong with you? Folks out here talking about, well, Jaden will probably do better. How? How do you think that Jaden would do better? Because didn't the cops just get called to their house? Because Blueface had strippers in the fucking living room, and the baby, his son, came out to get a fucking snack. And on live, Blueface asked the child if he was gay because there's so much ass around in the living room that he's concerned about snacks. The kid's like, what, 4, 5? And he asked the child, are you gay? Because you're worried about snacks and there's ass here. I'm so fucking sick of all of these niggas. I really am. I really am. I'm sick of all these niggas. I'm sick of all these bitches. I'm sick of everybody. Everybody could just kick rocks. Kick the fuck. I don't understand how people could even continue to watch this shit. It's depressing. It's depressing. The only reason why Blueface and Christian Rock are even a name that somebody like me would even know is because motherfuckers out there are paying for Zeus Network. They're paying to go to these shows. They're giving attention to these fools. They're giving attention. I only stumbled across the shit. Once I stumbled across it, I'm like, the fuck is going on? But there are really people out there engaging. Oh, girl, don't let him talk to you like that. Don't let him talk to you like that. And then here go Blueface. Oh, Blueface, you gotta get that baby. You gotta get that baby. That nigga don't even take care of the fucking kids he already got. Oh. It's a mess. It's a fucking mess, y'all. I don't know what. So, yeah, like with these two particular stories. It's just, I don't even care about anything else, to be honest with you. There's just, it's too much in the world that's going on, and it feels like, it almost feels as like there's something out there that's saying, hey, distraction, distraction, distraction. We want to distract you with this nonsense, and we want to distract you with that nonsense. And the last time that I felt like this was in December of 2020 or 2019. Right before COVID hit. I'm not saying that there's going to be another wave of COVID. I'm not saying that, but this is the last time I felt like this. Like there was just so much out there that it's like you want us to be distracted so that way when the shit really hit the fan, we're not paying attention. And when you say we have to stay inside now, we're not going to be able to even put together a plan to protest this shit. Oh, I think that the lockdowns were just a trial run. The real shit really, the shoe finna drop. I really feel like the shoe is fixing to drop. And I'm not, listen, listen, you guys, y'all know I'm all about a good conspiracy theory, but Project Bluebeam really does sound like it's finna be a thing. It really does. Listen, I'm not finna be on here long because I got shit to do. But I'll come out with another episode in a couple of days, and we're gonna talk a little bit about Project Bluebeam. Cause it's a mess. It's a mess, and it sounds like there's gonna be a Project Blue. You gotta get the people distracted first before you pull out all the crazy shit. They already done came out telling us that aliens is around, and it's like now I don't. But I've always been like, ooh, these aliens. Ain't no way in hell that we can be the onlyest people or the onlyest, the smartest beings out there. Ain't no way. There's gotta be beings somewhere else. There gotta be. But now that they sitting up here telling us that there is. I don't believe that shit. Because you ain't just gonna finna come out and say it like that. What did he say? Biological pilots that were piloting the spacecrafts that were. And that's another thing, too. They talking about crashed spacecrafts, crashed UFOs. If they're so fucking smart, how can they just not? Now, how do they not know how to navigate in this atmosphere? If they're so smart, they can travel at the speed of light, faster than the speed of light. Have to be. Because the nearest planet that's closest to Earth is like, that's like closest to Earth, Earth's atmosphere is like, what is it, like 230 light years away or some shit. But y'all don't know how to fucking drive when you get to Earth? For real? How'd that happen? How does that happen? How is it that none of the our satellites that are up in space have detected any of these aircrafts? They just like I don't y'all didn't Yeah, I understand. If you can move faster than the speed of light, then yeah, that's moving pretty fucking fast. But also at the same time, wouldn't it interrupt some kind of satellite? There's like 100, nah, there's like 500. There's a whole bunch of satellites orbiting our planet right now. There's a whole bunch. A whole bunch. You mean to tell me that these beings have been able to kind of slip by all of these satellites that are able to pick up other shit from outside and all of this space debris and shit, but they've been able to be seen and crash here on Earth? Give me a fucking break. Give me a fucking break. If there are actual aliens, if what that man on the in the congressional hearings, if what that man said was actually true, those men, Commander was Fravor was Commander David Fravor one of them? I think he was. If all and David Grush and that other dude, that just like he just like, man, I'm just telling you what I know. That's it. Like, don't ask me to answer any other questions. I don't know what's going on. This is what I know. They asked me to come here. I'm just telling y'all what I know, and I like that dude. But my thing is this, if any of this shit is true, we're the experiment here. We are the subjects, okay? Like in a zoo, okay? Right? You give the gorilla that's in the cage, you give it a key to get out the cage, and let's just sit and watch and see if he can figure out how to get out. We gave you the key. You don't know what it is. You a gorilla. You silly gorilla. That's how you get out. But let's see if you can figure it out. That gorilla's gonna eat it. It's gonna try to eat it. It's gonna try to hit it with a rock. It's gonna try to do all kinds of things with it. Everything possible except get out. These crashed spacecrafts and shit. If they're real, if this is an actual fucking thing, that thing that it has to have been done on purpose. Okay, well, let's see how they react whenever they encounter one of our things. Shit, aliens may not even be riding around in that. That might be like a little go-kart to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that may not even be their actual shit. Let's just put this here and see how they react. You know what I'm saying? We're specimen. We're something to be researched. And if that's the case, I'm really not up for whatever the fuck is finna come next. Like, this is all so just, it's depressing, it's dystopian, and it's like, it's too much. It's too much. I've been talking for 30 fucking minutes. Do you understand? It's too much for me. And that I just need to step back and take a fucking break because the goddamn news is gone insane. Yeah. It's a mess. It's a whole fucking mess. And everybody just wilding the fuck out. So, for all of these reasons and more, I had to take a step back because it's you get too much shit in your head and it starts to affect your daily life. It hasn't affect my daily life because I refuse to let this shit affect my daily life. The second that I start thinking, if I'm out grocery shopping, the second that I'm at Walmart trying to pick out produce and thinking about aliens or Krishan Rock, that's when I know, okay, this is too fucking much. I can't do this shit. It's too fucking much, y'all. It really is. But I hope y'all is doing good. We just had a super blue moon. And then there was this, you know what? I'm gonna say that for later. I'm gonna say that for another day. I'm gonna say that for another day. I was gonna talk about India landing on the moon. Nah, fuck it. We finna talk about it right now. So India landed on the fucking moon. Listen, I'm not one of these motherfuckers around running around here. Oh, we never landed on the moon. I'm not saying that. I do believe that we did make it to the moon. I am wondering why we haven't gone back. You know what I'm saying? India went there. We couldn't have hitched a ride with India. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all ain't got like extra room for one more person, just one little teeny tiny American for real. Why we haven't been back to the moon, I don't fucking know. It seems like every fucking country that decides to go to the moon, they go once and that's it. Why? Why? That's number one. Number two, how the fuck you really think I'm gonna believe that y'all motherfuckers got all the way to the goddamn moon all the way to the goddamn moon. But y'all niggas is still shitting in the streets. Listen, I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm really not. I'm really not trying to be ugly. There is a major sanitation problem in all of India. Okay? Like, it's a big problem. And they just go anywhere. And I'm not saying, okay, let me take that back. It's not all of India, okay? But it's a big hunk of India where it's just normal to pop a squat on the sidewalk. And you telling me, you really in the fuck want me to believe that they went to the moon? Okay. Okay, but they don't have their plumbing situated yet. But y'all got to the moon. Okay. Okay. I don't know what the fuck really going on, but that ain't it. That ain't motherfucking it. Y'all didn't go to the fucking moon. I'm now shit. Am I doubting that we ever even been to the fucking moon? I don't fucking know. I don't even know at this point. They saying that, all right, listen, I'm trying real hard not to be ugly, and I'm not, and this isn't like a, I'm not trying to turn this into like a racial thing or anything like that. I'm just saying, India got plumbing problems, and you can't have me believe that your citizens are, you know, think that it's normal to pop a squat on the sidewalk on one hand, but on the other hand, y'all went to the moon. Get off my dick with that. Get off of my areola, please. Get off my areola. Get off of my areola. No, that's not real. That shit ain't fucking real. And then you got mother. This is what really had me just go, you know what? I'm done. This is what had me say, okay, I'm fucking done. Vladimir Putin just had a meeting with Kim Jong-un, what's his face? Mm-hmm. President of North Korea. The president of North Korea and the president of Russia just had a hey buddy, what's going on meeting? What? Why? For why? For what? Kim Jong-un, what's the fuck, went to Russia to meet with Putin. Because, of course, Putin's not going to go to fucking North Korea. He's not stupid. But Kim Jong-un, what's his ass, done took a plane from North Korea. You know what? Let me take that back, because I don't know if it was a plane. It may have been a train. I don't know. I don't know if they got planes in North Korea. But he went from North Korea to motherfucking Russia. Why? Why? What you going to Russia for? What is in Russia for you, sir? I understand. You got to have, you know, diplomatic relationships and whatnot. Okay, cool. Send a fucking diplomat. Talk over the phone. Y'all niggas ain't got fucking iPhones over there. For like, I understand it's a very poor country. But y'all can't get one iPhone over there. Y'all can't do a FaceTime. Y'all have to meet in person. When people have to meet in person, that means y'all doing some shit y'all ain't supposed to be fucking doing. That's what I get out of that. Ain't nothing that you could have. There's nothing about any kind of conversation that you would have to have in person unless it was dire serious. And it's dire and it's serious that they had a meeting. For why? For what? Putin, aren't you in the middle of a fucking war? You were in the middle of a war. Why do you have friends over? Why do you have friends over?
Why are you having a slumber party with North Korea when you were in the middle of a fucking war? Unless you're trying to make this a global war. North Korea been touting off their little missiles and shit for the last couple of years, but every few months they've been getting closer and closer to Japan and scaring the shit out of South Korea and scaring the shit out of just every fucking body. They testing the limits. And it gets worse and worse every year. And now, or not every year, every time that they do a missile test, every single time it gets crazier and crazier. And now you just expect me to believe that you and Vladimir Putin are having a fucking slumber party while he in the middle of a fucking war? All right. All right, y'all. That's got to be it for me. I can't do this shit. This is so fucking silly. Krishan Rocket Blueface had a baby, and Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong Wistedick is having slumber parties in the middle of a fucking war. And y'all just really want me to just believe this shit and just take it at face value. All right. I really was not trying to be on for a whole fucking episode. I was really just trying to talk for like 10, 15 minutes, but it's a lot going on. And I just wanted to level with you guys, let you know. I was gonna come out last week. And then just everything just started fucking happening. And I'm like, okay, which thread do I pull on here? Which line do I follow here? And every story just ends up getting more and more ridiculous. So I'm just, you know what? Fuck it. Just fuck it. Y'all got Google. Anyway. I'm gonna come out with a bonus episode in a couple of days, and we're gonna talk a little bit about Project Bluebeam, because that's a thing. And I really feel like now more so than ever, they really have this shit. Like, they've already enacted it. We probably did in the middle of it, right before the shit really finna hit the fan. But anyway, that's it for me, y'all. Bye.